东宝金殿殿地金下方大尊八阳大尊佛为三千万家我三千祖华的报道三座三宝两个结伴举行情报九宫之人哈罗九宫哈当明人杰东宝方杰金殿杰拉沙宝罗诸多教父九宫金殿老祖这个年度这种在沙县的老公保证过来安年一定天了这些东北这些话叫法叫做三大公啊超多富婆我也见教主世界中国的淘宝这些是哪方面我公保三年叫法叫做这种的话这边的位置是这种的话叫法叫做我主要叫做什么中国这些人就是叫法叫做公保推荐这段话他们这些拒绝的话我从哪有人家做这些人叫法叫做我发现多少叫法就给了人工的东西我记得这段说起我就叫他找到我中间这边来讲在老爸找到的中间应该找到一定是给人来讲找到给人来讲找到老师拿到都会找到这段的后面 any unwholesome action in accumulate the perfect virtue subdue one's mind this is a petition of the Buddha to look at oneself an action, object, enemy, friend, danger. From body, possessions, all these things that are nature, the nature of the transitory nature that are changed within every second by the cause and that these things can be stopped any time, that they are not definite in the sense that it can always, that one can have these things all the time, or that they last all the time, that they exist all the time. So there's no basis to rise anger in the concept of permanence in these wrong conceptions, ignorance, and dissatisfied my desire. So, as I mentioned, it's what's called I, action, object, everything. The name that we hear, the name that we talk, words, the words that we say, we hear. When we talk, we talk by labeling on things, on the base. From morning into night. When we think, we talk, we hear, everything is labeled. We hear the word, then imputed. We hear what we imputed. We talk something which we labeled. We talk about things which we labeled. We hear things which we labeled. We think things which we labeled. So, you see, everything shows that they're empty existing from their own side. See, everything words everything shows that they're dependent right. Being merely imputed by the mind. Depending on the base. So everything like this is what they are. This is how each of things will exist. What they are. Each of the things, what they are, is being merely imputed by the mind, depending on the base. So every single thing that we hear, that we talk, that we think about, hear everything, are dependent on the right. everything are empty. Empty, existing from their own sight. I, action, object, sense object, samsara, nirvana, that samsara, true suffering and true cause of suffering. They're empty from their own sight. True path, true cessation of suffering, they're empty from their own sight. So everything is empty. Everything is empty from their own sight. So with this, so many practice of awareness, being mindful that all these things are empty. You know, I, action, object, sense, or the five sense objects, everything is the samsara, the true suffering, true cause of the suffering, cessation, path, everything. So this is the practice of awareness, mind being aware. So one point is to concentrate on this. Looking at everything, looking at the, looking at all the things, looking at their nature, which is empty, you know. So this is the essence, the way of meditating, the teaching, the Pajanamita, which is the essence of wisdom, which is the essence of the heart of the whole entire Dharma, especially the whole entire system of the Pajanamita, the wisdom of the concentrate in this, look at everything in their nature, starting from the eyes, and look at everything empty, which is their nature. For as I mentioned yesterday, how things exist, they exist being merely imputed by the mind, or what it is, the true existence is separated or projected on all this. I, on a mere action, mere level action, mere level I, mere level objects and subjects. The mere level true cause suffering, true suffering, true path, true cessation of the suffering. So the true existence is projected on all these things. So of Matsukunji, that's how things appear, you know, real or concrete, real in the sense of having an existence from the sight. So all this starting from the eye, the real eye in the sense of existence from the sight, from there, then to all these things, all this existence which appears having an existence from the sight, all these are hallucinations. All these projections are hallucinations. All this true existence, inherent existence, all these independent and level, real from its own side. All these projected by one's own mind, by ignorance. And all these are hallucinations. Believing that this is true, that is the way the things appear, that they are true, this appearance are true, it interferes to see the reality. It blocks to see the reality in me only. Starting from the eye, the real eye that which is appearing from the sight, and all the existence. But by focusing the mind on this perception, on this appearance, that things appearing real, and things having existence from the sight, or real, a real one from the sight. And then, the meaning of hallucination. Put the word hallucination on these things and to maintain the meaning of the hallucination. What it means. by relating to the perceptions, the appearance. So strongly mentioned in the meaning of hallucination. By recognizing what is hallucination. So, and thinking the meaning of hallucination. So intensely concentrate. So we look at you see, also by opening eyes, you know. We look at things. Then you see, without closing eyes, look at things, and the mind penetrates, you see, the meaning of hallucination. The form. So how do you see the form? The reality is merely imputed, but it doesn't appear to us this that way. You know, it appears having an existence from the side of independence, you see. The real form, you see. So while we're looking at this, you see, while opening eyes, looking at things, the mind is meditated, you know. This is a projection of my ignorance. This is hallucination. So the meaning of hallucination is about looking at eyes. Looking at things. You see, while you're looking at it, you see, with open mind, while you're looking at things, it's meditative meaning of mentality. You recognize the repeating object, you see, the independent. So now, you see, look at your perception, your appearance. Looking at the objects means looking at your perception, looking at your appearance, appearance of your own mind. Looking at the objects means looking at your own appearance, your own appearance of your own mind, perception of your own mind. See, there's no object other than your own appearance, your own perception. You know. There's no object which exists other than the appearance of your own mind, view of your own mind. You see. So looking at object means looking at your own view. You know. View that which is a production of your own level of mind, your own quality of mind, present quality of mind. You see, object. How we see the object. Pure, impure. You see, how much pure, how much impure. How we see the people, how we see the house, how we see things, you know, the whole object. That is completely to do with the level of our mind. It's the quality of our mind, pure, impure. So, anyway, and object means looking at your own mind creation. However, you see, so form, so you see that which is color, shape, and things like that, you know, color, shapes, form, things like that, which can be touched, you know, which has color, shape, so which can be seen by the eye is something that which can be touched, and is tangible. With color shapes, the different meaning of different definition of form, you know, different meaning of form. And so generally, form is a sound, smell, all the things are form. You know, all these things are. But these things form in sound, smell, taste. The object of the contact. You know, the tangible. All these are form. But here, is the relating to the form, they say that which is a particular, which is the object of the sense of the eye, which is the object of the sense of the eye, you see, and that is the something particular form, a particular form. So however, you see, form is something which is generally the object of the eye, something which is substantial, say color, shape. So we call form. So on that we label form. You see, that is the reality of the form. But the form does not appear then. Form does not appear as it is merely intuitive. So the form appears to us having an existence from the Thomas's side, you know, having true existence on the mere eye. It's like having a cover, like having a cover on the mere eye. On the mere form, you know, on the mere form. Like having a cover. So that's true existence. That is which is projected by the intellect. So yeah. So while one was looking at things, you see, mind meditates. This is the projection of my ignorance, this is hallucination, then you mention the meaning of hallucination. We mention this very much. Without closing eyes, you know, looking at things, and mind meditating, you know, meaning of the hallucination. What is it that exists? If you cannot recognize, cannot differentiate, then you see, you question to yourself, you see, well, how does things appear to me? How does the form appear to me? Labeled or unlabeled? So if it appears to you as unlabeled, then you see that's the hallucination. Because there's no form which exists, there's no form which exists. You see, the unlabeled. If it's a form, it has to be labeled. If it's a form, you see, it has to be labeled by the mind, form. So that's the only way that it can exist. So therefore, you see, if it appears unlabeled, that means hallucination, you know. So you see, then you maintain the meaning of that, meaning of the hallucination. Another way to maintain it is that, you see, this is dream. another example to make it easier, you see, and to understand how the inherently existent form, I, the meditator, self-meditator form, you see, house, light, the truly existent, you see, house, light, how is this form, truly existent form, you see, how this, to understand that how this is empty, you see, then to feel the emptiness, and then, you see, you label the dream, you know, you see, you look at the dream. As a dream, however, you see, the house, you see, the house, the form house, the light, you see, as a dream. To feel the emptiness, then you see the light house, something that which appears real from mental size, a real form from mental size. Then you see look at him and label it. You see dream. I'm dreaming. You see in the I'm dreaming that I'm in New York, and I'm dreaming that I'm in the what temple?
Great enlightenment
temple. I'm you see, I see the statues, the altars, I see the lights, you see the building, people, I'm dreaming. So another easy way to meditate you see, to feel the emptiness, then you put your label, you know, say, I'm dreaming. So, as if you see, you are dreaming, but recognize, but difference is, you see, recognizing the dream as dream, like that, you see. So think I'm dreaming. I think I'm dreaming, you see, so what it means, what you should understand, so what it means is that, what it means is that, this is dream, means this is dream. This is dream, this means, you see, that these things do not exist. Saying the house doesn't exist, light doesn't exist, order doesn't exist, the mental eye doesn't exist, it's not saying that. But you see, that these things which appears more than what is merely, which appears more than what is merely imputed. So that is, that doesn't exist, you see. So trying to see that, trying to see this is empty. That's the main point. That which are, trying to see these things are empty, which are empty. This, in, this you see, truly is in the form. Meditative form, mental self form. So you see, so that this, in the view of the, you see, all of secure mind, the conventional mind, the conventional mind, or you see, the in the view of the all obscure mind, the ignorance, you see, then you see this is this and this and that, you see, this is, you know, this is how, this is life, this and this, this and that, you see, all these labels merely imputed, and it appears as they exist from their own side, unlabeled, you see, like this. You see, by projecting, you know, you see, truly centered on the eye, on the mere eye, so everything like this, you know, everything that which exists being merely imputed, or you see, which exists in mere name. So you see, all this is covered by true existence, it's projected by the ignorance, that which you see that which within the one's metal continuum, by leaving the, you see, by leaving the imprint in the metal continuum. So therefore you see, in the reality, all these are, you see, all these things are hallucination, are empty. Everything are completely empty in the reality. So in emptiness, there's no such thing I and you. In emptiness, there's no such thing this and that. In emptiness, there's nothing. In emptiness, there's no samsara, there's no liberation, there's no enlightenment, there's no hell, there's no good karma, there's no need karma. In it, there's no loss, there's no gain. No, in emptiness, there's no, there's no material receiving, and there's no loss. In it, there's no receiving friend, there's no losing friend. It exists only in the view of the you see, the obscure mind, by labeling loss and gain, by labeling meeting a friend and losing friend, receiving friend and losing friend, you see, by labeling enlightenment and hell, by labeling liberation and samsara, by labeling virtue and non-virtue. In this, there's no east, west, there's no east and west. There's no I and he or she, the other separate person. In this, no here and there. So this might be, it's useful when one has a problem in the life, you know, to manage this way, it's also useful. there can be great protection psychologically. Can be great protection, you know, to stop depression, and also to stop if the behavior comes, if they need to come. Another meditation, for one thing, you see, you think the I, so you think the I is space. You see, in the space, you think yourself, self, I, not it with this physical body, but the self, I, which we feel here, and you think you are there in the space, you see. You're there in the space. The self that you feel here, you see, is there in the space. You see, you think in the space. You feel the I there, you see, in the space. As you feel real I there, you see, there's a real I there. I'm there, you see. In the space, you see, not real I, you see. Then myself there, you see, in the space. as you feel that, think, you see, I'm there, you know, in the space. So when you, for us, it's for most of us, you see, especially not having realized emptiness, ultimateness of the I, you see. When we think of I, all the time we think of the I which doesn't exist. The real one from some side. Because one hasn't realized the emptiness of the I, but therefore there's no other choice, you see, to appear the mere I, or to apprehend the mere I. So when we think of the I, often we think the, you see, if there's an I, then it's the real one from its own side, you see, the truly existing one. So you see, often we think, so anyway, when we think I, we often think real I, the real one from its own side, which doesn't exist. So anyway, what thing is I am there in space? What do you feel here? You think that it's out in space. You see, then while you're focused on that I, then you use the logic. It's imputed by the mind. This is merely imputed. This means I, then. This is merely imputed by the mind. You see, right on top of that I that you, which you feel real, then you use this logic. This is merely imputed by the mind. See what effect comes. What discovery, you see, what experience comes by the result of putting this logic, the king of the logic, dependent rising, you know, right on top of the real I. Try to meditate this one. When you use the logic, this is a right on top of the I, that which one feels real, you see, the real one from the side, then one uses logic, you see, this is a mainly imputed by the mind. When you use the logic, the king of the logic, dependent rising, then you see, you see that real one become empty. Immediately there's change in the view of your I, in your perception of I, that which appears real before, the real one from the side is now empty. It's not there. It is empty right there. Or another logic, you see, you use, you see, on that real I that which is appearing from its own side, you see, then you use the logic, and this is non-truly existent. So, you see, it should have some effect. You know, empty, that is empty. So that also might help. this is a little bit similar to with Dhammakaya meditation. Those who are the sadhanas, you know, the tantra, highest tantra sadhanas, or the clear tantra, or highest tantra, nune, and the highest tantra sadhanas, Dhammakaya meditation. And so this meditation can be, this can be helpful for that, to mental enemies. This is similar. Same meditation you can do, you see, in the body, where you feel that the eyes there, but if you feel the eyes in brain, you feel the eyes in channels, chakras, or wherever you feel the eye, in the chest, inside the chest, wherever you feel the eye there, you can also do the same meditation like this, you know, to see, you see, by using this logic, you can analyze that whether this eye exists or not. You see, whether this eye exists or not. So if it doesn't exist, then by using this logic, then you see it's empty. So if the eye, you see, in a particular location of the body, in the chest or inside the chest or in the chakras or you see, or on the mind, if the eyes are located somewhere, you see, if that is true, what as you feel it is there somewhere, using the logic. That case means this eye is truly existent. So that by using this logic, that is me. Then in that case, you see, by using the logic, there's no way to use the logic, you know, to analyze, because it's not. In other words, what I'm saying is, if there's an eye on the mind or on the body or on the association body, mind, body, somewhere, you see, the eye is located, the self is located somewhere. You see, if that is true, as it appears, then that means it is truly existent. The eye is truly existent. You see, somewhere that the eye is able to find, you know, eyes are poundable, you see, and that means it's truly existent. So that means then, you see, there's no way to use the logic to, you know, demand right. Because, you see, it doesn't exist in that way. So, you see, by analyzing, you're able to see more clear and clear, you see, the eye should be able to find. But in reality, you see, it looks like it is poundable at the beginning. But as soon as you start to analyze, you see, search by using logic, whether it exists or not, when you analyze, immediately becomes unclear. You see, what appears the real one from the side becomes unclear as you use the logic to analyze and support on that. So that means, as you analyze more and more, it becomes more unclear. You see, the real eye from the inside. You see. So, It proves that there's no such eye. There's no eye, on this body, inside the body, and neither on the conscience, you see, nor even the whole group of these aggregates. You see, there's nowhere there's eye here. Nowhere is I on this idea. So it proves that.
form, the general form, there is a particular form that which is only object sense of the eye. That which is color and shape. So sound is form, but it doesn't have color and shape. That smell doesn't have shape and color. And if you want, you can be the children.
In the mathematical teachings, in the
examples given that to explain, to describe these different views. the magician person, you know, the with mental power and substances, with the substances transform. Transform, you know, his jewel palace or beautiful man, woman like that, you know, see different things. Those audience whose eye senses are affected, those whose eye senses are affected, you see, by the power of mantra or power of substances. Also, you see, there, those audience, this, so, you see, they do, those who do not know that this is transformation by the magician person, and you see, then whatever appears to them, they believe it's real. You see, then the magician person, it appeared to even the magician person, you see, you are how only see the sense of the eye. These appearances, but they don't believe that they are real. And now there's a third person that we see who don't see that. Those hallucinations, who doesn't have even those hallucinations, you see. Those whose mind is not affected by the power of mantra or the power of senses, however, the third person who doesn't see that hallucination, doesn't have that. So there are three types of people. So you see now, but this, you see, this audience is who do not know the magician person has transformed and they're believing and it's true what it appears to them. You see, later, when they find out this magician person's transformation, you know, even themselves, you see, same person can find out later, you see, it is wrong. You know, that was hallucination. And that the concept which was believing is a wrong concept. The wrong conception. So, you see, so this, this is related to the this example is used for the as a worldly being that you see that you see for whom I aggregates you see sense objects you see things which exist which the things which exist in the main name but you see as a mean being merely imputed but they appear you see having existence from their sight. You see, so the individual of the worldly beings, as these things appear, as these things are, I guess, how, you see, and they sense objects, you see, senses and sense objects, you see, that which exists in my name, you see, but the appear having existence from their sight. And they believe that's true. They believe that's true, you see. So as a correct existence. You know, in their view, it's correct existence. You see, the things appear as an existence from their side, but in their view, the thing is correct. You know, you see, correct existence. You see, the correct, the conventional truth. So now, the person, the alien beings, is who directly see, whose wisdom directly see, you see, all this existence, you know, all this existence, you see, who realizes, who directly realizes all this existence, you see. That they are merely imputed. Merely imputed. And if you say that they are merely imputed, and so the way the things exist is merely imputed, so that they are empty existing from their own side. So for them, even though things, even
Jin, you see, in the, when they are not in the purpose of meditation of emptiness, even the things appear having existence, even the things appear having existence from their own sight, the dual view, because this is the belief that through the imprint led by ignorance, which projects, you see. And so, which means to see dual view, the true existence on the things, on the middle level things. So you see, those iron beings, the transcendent beings, you know, who have wisdom directly perceiving everything is empty, you know, even the things appear, the conventional truth, even they appear, you see, as they have existence on their side, but they don't have clean that truth, you know. So like a medicine person, he sees the hallucination, but doesn't believe in that, you see, because they don't completely purify even the subtle hallucination, the obscuration, the imprint. That's less fundamental condition by this disturbing thoughts, the ignorance, the concept of truth. Now you see, so in the view of the worldly being's mind, you see, so the convention truth, things that which are labeled, merely imputed, you see, appearing to them having an existence from their own side, unlabeled, you see, things true, you see, as regards as correct existence. You see, for example, when it's due to disease, you know, due to fever, say, disease, the, you know, due to viral disease, you know, seeing the white snow mountain, you know, in yellow, or due to the wind disease, you know, seeing the white snow mountain in blue, you know, in blue color, things like that, or due to drug, you know, the mind being affected by senses being affected by the drug. And then, you see, even there's no person in the house, but thinking there's a lot of people talking, or is it appearing like this, or is it, for example, by eating the dura, you know, that is, the whole ground is full of worms, you know, so all the dust is worms, you know, kind of, all the ground is full of worms, so like that. But, so these things, you see, which the worldly beings, you see, doesn't exist in the reality, you see. So, in their view, you see, as far as the wrong conventional truth existence and the right conventional existence, but in the view of the higher beings, you see, one who has wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, those who realize emptiness, you know, you see, in their view, you know, you see, according to them, whatever appears, according to their view, you see, according to their understanding, is that whatever appears, to the mind of the worldly being, is all wrong. It's all, you see, the wrong, the conventional truth. You see, so like that. You know, in their view, you see, in the view of the transcendental beings, those iron beings, that those who realize emptiness, and in their view, you see, whatever appears to the worldly being, in the mind, everything is mistaken. Things appearing, you know, having an existence on their side, you see, you know, inherently, but even that, you see, mistaken, even that's a mistaken, you know, mistaken view, you know, so it's a mistake, it's the wrong conventional truth. In the view of the worldly being, for their own mind, they're they discriminate in court, according to the mind, they discriminate right or wrong, but actually in the view of the higher beings, you know, the iron beings, you see, there's no two things right or wrong. All what they see, so whatever appears to them through all the beings' mind, it's all wrong. So that's it.